Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. Yesterday we talked about repentance and we read from Romans 8, verses 4 through 8. We've been talking about being ready and having that assurance that our lives are right with the Lord, that God's Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are His sons or His daughter. That if this were our last day in this body of flesh, we would hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Well, we can be religious and do many good and noble things. We can go to church, we can pray, we can read our Bibles, we can witness. But we can also be just as lost as someone who never shadows a church building, or never prays, or never reads his Bible, or never witnesses. We can be faithful to the church and its rules and live a simple and separated life, but die and go to the hellfire. We can trust in a lifestyle of good works and not know the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be hard workers and make lots of money, but money cannot buy us a ticket to heaven. Neither will our hard work get us there. We can be a good family man, provide for our family, love our wives, never cheat on our wives, never look at pornography or abuse our children. Those are good things not to do and good things to do. Loving our wives, those are good things to do, but it won't get us a room in heaven. There, Jesus talks about two roads. It's not like there's a dozen roads in this life. There's two roads. There's one road that leads to destruction. It leads to hell. And Jesus said that's a broad road. It's a road that many different kinds of people are on, even religious people, because we know that in that same chapter, Matthew 7, it says that not everyone that says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, "We've prophesied in your name and cast out devils and done many wonderful works." And Jesus will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." So here these are religious people. So we know that religious people are on that broad road that leads to destruction. And there's another road, and that's the narrow road that Jesus said. It's a road that leads to heaven, and he said, "Few there be that find it." So are you in love with Jesus? Are you looking forward to him coming back? Are you waiting to and desiring to be with him? Or is there fear in your heart if you would come back? If he would come for you today, is there fear in your heart, or is there anticipation that you would meet the Lord and see him and live for eternity with him? What's in your heart? Where are you really at on all that? Are you living for him? Is his sacrifice on the cross what you are trusting in? Are you wanting to do his will, obey him, live for him, and serve him? Are you after the things of the Spirit or after the things of the flesh? So we talked about some yesterday. We ended with verse 8 of Romans 8 yesterday. It says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Well, what does please God? Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him." So we see here that at least one thing that pleases God is our faith. It says, "For without faith it is impossible to please him." So our faith pleases God. Our faith in him. Our faith in his love. Our faith in his word. Our faith in his blood. Our faith in his ways. That faith pleases God. We see that in Hebrews chapter 11 there that it's full of people from the Old Testament who believed God, and it was accounted to them for righteousness. Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and David and Joshua and many of these. It talks about their faith and what they did. They believed God and they did something. Their faith pleased God. And they served him and loved him, and he had a place for them. Well, as I said yesterday, we Now let me go back to that verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we have our faith that pleases God, but then we also need to believe that he is, that he exists, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking the Lord? I don't mean diligently being a good family man, but are you diligently seeking the Lord? Are you diligently serving him and living for him and loving him and giving yourself for him? Is he what you live for, or do you live for making money? Do you live for being a good family man? Do you live for being a good church brother? And those are good things, but that shouldn't be what we live for. We should be living for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so those that diligently seek him. Well, we ended yesterday with verse 8. I want to read that again. I just read it a little bit ago, but it says, this is Romans 8:8. It says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Well, I heard an illustration one time that Zach Poonen gave, and I know he said it a lot better than I will. But if you can imagine this puppet or this doll on a table, and on the feet of the doll are these strong rubber bands that are attached to the table. And this doll is, you know, pulled down to this table because of these strong rubber bands. But, the doll can do its work. It can, you know, do all the things on the table. And the table represents the world and the earth that we live in. And those rubber bands is what's holding us to the world. I guess we could call it gravity if it was, like that, if we look at it like that. And the doll represents you and I. And we're attached to this world, and we're doing our work down here, and we're doing all these kind of things down here in this life, in this world. But then, you know, we go to church, and it's like a stretch, and it goes, you know, we go up to stretch way up to, like, reach out to God, you know, up in the heavens or something, and we go to church, or we read our Bible, and it's a stretch, and it's, you know, but we're pulled down, and we're just living down here on this earth. And then he said, now turn that around. If you had those strong rubber bands, and they're connected to the ceiling, and it's connected to the doll, and this is where you're living. You're living in your relationship with the Lord and in spiritual things, and you're living for the Lord, and you're up in the heavens, so to speak. That's how you're living. But then it's a stretch to come down and do your work in this world. And it is, you know, we do have to work in this world, and we do have to live in this world, but it's a stretch. We're really, our heart and our life is really in Christ, in, you know, in the picture here. So I hope that illustration speaks to your heart like it did mine. Where, what are we after? Are we after the things of the Spirit or after the things of the flesh? So I hope that helps you to understand a little bit more of what Romans 8 here says and what it says, what we're talking about, being ready to meet the Lord. So God bless you. Thank you for listening. And Lord willing, we'll speak again tomorrow.